Well, thank the Lord for that song this morning. I'll keep holding on is a choice that we make. The Lord will not force us this morning. He will not coerce us, but if we will make a choice that, Lord, I'm going to keep holding on, you will find no more faithful friend than Jesus Christ this morning. He is not just a fair weather friend. He will stay by you in good times and difficult times. He will not leave you. He said, I will not leave thee nor forsake thee. And I am so thankful to have that kind of friend. And I will also say, as the songwriter said, that I found His grace. Help me out. Do you have those words still? I guess while it's being pulled up. But the essence of it is I found His grace was trusting in His grace all the way. It will never let us down. If you will choose this morning to place your trust in Jesus, He will be there with you. Desire and interest in your prayers this morning. I've written on the board the title of the message, and it may end up being a little bit of a series, but we'll see how the Lord leads. But it's entitled, Because of Love. I'd like to begin in Jeremiah in the 31st chapter, the 3rd verse. He said, The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. You know that we need to hear those words, sometimes those three words, I love you. You know, sometimes people act like they don't want to hear Him. You know, it's more than hearing the words, it is seeing the words put into action. Because there are some people that say, I love, and their actions don't really demonstrate that. But when the Lord appeared, He said that He was talking to a people who had been in captivity because of their own disobedience. And He was reassuring them that I love you. And I am interested in you. And I care about you. And we sing the children's song, Jesus Loves Me. But I would this morning, and we might even conclude with that song, we'll see, but you know that I would that we get beyond it just being a child song. When we can begin to recognize whether we're on the mountaintop or we're in the valley this morning, is that Jesus loves me. And I want to remind each one of you in the Holy Spirit this morning that you are loved. And if that doesn't mean something to you this morning, I trust that one day it will. You are loved. The Lord loves you this morning. He cares about you. He is interested in what's going on in your life. There's another passage of Scripture. We'll just turn and read in 1 John. In the 4th chapter, begin reading with verse 16. It said, And we have known, 1 John chapter 4, 16, And we have known and have believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. And then he goes on, and to save a little time, we'll skip some of these are wonderful verses. There is no fear in love. That was one of the memory verses this morning. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him. Why? Because he first loved us. I am thankful this morning to know that Jesus loves me. And Jesus loves you this morning. If you feel, and I said feel, you are not alone this morning. But if you feel alone, if you feel like that you are going through battles of life by yourself, the God up in heaven that created you and formed you, He knows where you are at this morning. He knows the difficulties and the trials and the battles. He knows your personality. He knows your burdens. He knows your struggles. He knows your successes and He knows your failures this morning. It is that God that is saying, I love you. And with all of the situations and the burdens of this sinful world that we live in, the Lord is reminding us of this simple fact. I love you and I care. And you are not by yourself. And the Lord is not untouched by what is touching you this morning. He is moved by that. He said here, we have known and believed the love that God has for us. Do you know that there is great power in love? The world says the greatest motivator is fear. But the scripture says perfect love casteth out fear. We do not live for God this morning out of fear. It might save you, but it won't keep you saved. But it is coming into a love relationship with the Lord. But we have known and believed the love that God has for us. The enemy is trying to attack that knowledge right among God's people, right in our homes, right in our individual lives, because the enemy knows there is great power in love. And so the enemy is trying to attack that fundamental knowledge that God loves us. We have known and have believed. I would that when we leave here this morning that we will know and that we will believe God loves me. He cares. Love is more than just a fuzzy feeling, isn't it? You know, fuzzy feelings come and go, don't they? And people that live on fuzzy feelings, one day they will say, I fell in love. But if you fall in love, you are just as prone to fall out of love. Because love is more than the warm ushy-gushies. You understand what I'm saying? It's more than just a feeling or an emotion. True love has to do with choice. It is an action, actually. It's an action. The love that God has for us is the highest form of love that is spoken of in the scripture. It is agape love. Now as we look at what love is, you know, a child might say, I love chocolate cake. Well, that same child may say, I love my mother. Okay, I love chocolate cake and I love my mother. How's that supposed to make moms feel? You're equated with chocolate cake. That is part of the limitation of the English word love. Because in the Greek, there are four different kinds of love. And the love that God has for us this morning is agape love. That is not a love that is just emotion. It is the highest form of love. It is unconditional love. It is the highest form of charity. It is sacrificial and unconditional and selfless. It's the love that God has for us this morning, and it's really the love, and that's for another time. It's the love that God wants us to have back for Him. But God has an agape love for you this morning that is selfless. He's not interested in just His own welfare this morning. He's interested in what will give you the best that life has to offer. He's interested in you, not because of what it can do for me. See that selfish love. And I've shared before, I remember someone I went to school with. He had a swimming pool. And I remember one time him telling me that some people were just his friends when they wanted to go swimming. When it got hot in the summer, and then all of a sudden, I'm your best bud because, hey, let's go swimming today. But when they didn't want to go swimming, they weren't there. There are some people that are like that with friendships. That's not how God is this morning. It's agape love. It's selfless. It's unconditional. It's action-oriented. Do you think when Jesus went to the cross that, did He want to go to the cross? No. But why did He go? Because why? He knew He had to for our salvation. That was selfless. I don't feel like it. But I choose to go to the cross because of my children that I love. That is agape love. That is when we sacrifice, when it doesn't do anything for us. When I don't want to. When I don't feel like it, but love is bigger than feeling. Love is the love that took Jesus to the cross and He hung on the cross. Why? Because He loved us. And who were we? We were sinners, were we not? We didn't deserve that sacrifice. That is the essence of God's love for us this morning, is we didn't deserve it. We didn't earn it. But He looked on and He loved us. And it moved Him to action, not because we were so good or not because we were so holy, but because of love. Because of love. I remember years ago when if I were to look back in notes of years gone by, and I believe I preached on some of these verses before in the last 14 years that we've been here, I might have shared this story. Actually, I think I did. But I remember my father telling me as a young person, he had gone to Monarch. And it means more to me today than it did when I was a young person, but it seared something in my mind. There was a minister, and I didn't know everything that was going on, but I knew he was having kind of a hard time. Having a hard time in this congregation. Some of it might have been self-inflicted, some of it probably wasn't. But he was struggling in his family, struggling in the congregation, probably struggling personally. And my dad went up to him. He put his arms around him. And if he said anything, he said, "I love you." And that minister just broke down and bawled like a baby. Just cried. Why? Because to know that someone was there saying, "I'm interested in you. And I care. You know what? Everything that's going on really doesn't matter. I want you to know that you're loved." And I would this morning that each and every one of you, you children, you young people, you parents, you grandparents, that you can fill the arms of the Lord around you this morning, giving you an assurance that I love you. I care about you. And wherever you are this morning, whatever has brought you to the place that you are, in sin or in righteousness, you are loved. And it was because of His great love that Jesus came and died on the cross. And I believe it is because the enemy knows there is so much power. Because see, there's security in love, isn't there? You know, I told Renee recently, there was someone that we were visiting with, and I told Renee, I said, "You know, I'm just so comfortable. I'm so at ease with them." And we were kind of talking about it. I said, "I wonder why." So we were kind of just, when you know, as husband and wife do, you kind of diagnose why you feel a certain way. And I said, "I think it's because we can just both be comfortable together. You know, you don't have to try to impress anybody. You don't have to try to put on any airs or show any. You are who you are. You love one another. You don't have to question your love. You don't have to question whether, well, do they like me or not, or what is it today? But it's just someone that you rest easy." Y'all have people in your life like that. You know, those are good people to have in your life, isn't it? Do you know that's what the Lord wants to be in our lives this morning? That He's there. It's like, "Well, today I didn't quite measure up like I should have, so I guess the Lord doesn't love me today." Oh no, the Lord loves you with an agape love. He is interested in you. He cares about you. You young people, I'm going to say, and you children, you are facing things in this world that when I was a child, we didn't have to face like you are today. It was the same devil, don't misunderstand me. But there are things that you are facing and forces out in the world. But I want you to know that God's love can enable you to overcome the struggles that you have in your life. Parents, this morning, take courage. The power of God and the power of His love can still elevate and break the power that the enemy would like to get control in people's lives. Because of love. It is because of love that we have the Savior that died for us. It's because of love that Jesus died. It's because of love that He gave us instruction to follow. It wasn't to make our life difficult. It was because of love. He wanted to tell us, hey, this is what will help your life. Young people, what the Bible teaches was never intended to be restrictive and keep you from having a good time. This was the God of love that said, I gave you my word because I love you and I want to be a help to you. And if you follow this, it'll bless your life. It is because of love that we choose to serve the Lord this morning. It's because of love. It's because of love that fathers and mothers are in your lives, children and young people. It's because of love that they're there. They want to help carry your burden. They want to be there to hold you up in your struggles. But we, as we choose God's love, we also have to open up our hearts to receive of the love of one another. It is because of love that children should obey their parents. Because of love. It is because of love that husbands and wives are committed to one another through the difficult times and through the good times. Our world isn't acting like there's a lot of love anymore, is there? But true love is commitment. It's togetherness. It is true love that unites us together. God's people, it's love. It's because of love. And see, there's a lot of messages in each one of those, isn't there? But this morning, I'd like us to consider a little bit more about God. If we feel unloved, we will begin to feel isolated. And we will begin to feel alone. And when we begin to feel that way, we are in a vulnerable place. Because that's where the enemy will like to come in and work. It's easier to slide backwards spiritually when you start to feel unloved. It's easier to isolate from family. Feel like no one cares and it's easier to draw back. It's easier to withdraw from God's people. But let's expose the enemy for who he is this morning. The devil is the father of what? Okay, let's remember that. Young people and children, your family loves you this morning. God's people love you this morning. If you feel like, well, I've just let down and I'm just not quite measured up to the group, who of us here is not human? Who of us here has not struggled? Who of us here has not had failures in life? God's people are here to support you because of love. But let's move on. God loves you this morning. You are loved by God this morning. And you say, but I messed up. You're loved this morning. It's the enemy that likes to come in and whisper, God is love. God loves you this morning. Because the Scripture tells us, Romans chapter 5, verse 6. It says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. When we were weak, when we were incapable of any redemption of ourselves, people talk about self-redemption, incapable of doing anything for myself, no means to justify, and people, they continue in their wrong and they're miserable in it. And they want to break free. That is what love is, what motivated Jesus, that when we were yet without strength, He died for us. In verse 8 said, but God commendeth His love toward us, that while we were yet what? Sinners, Christ died for us. He commended, He showed His love. He demonstrated His love to us when we were sinners. If you're trying to serve the Lord this morning, you think God's love is any less? Do you think He loved you more as a sinner? If you're wanting to do right and you're kind of having some struggles, do you think God doesn't love you now because you're not just a flat-out sinner? He loved us when we were sinners. His love is no less this morning. He cares about you, and He didn't just say, I loved you. This is why Jesus looked on and He saw all of the transgression that each one of us in this chapel this morning, all of the sin and the wrong and the hurt. Has anybody here ever had sin in your life besides me? Has anybody ever started out for the Lord and then come to a place and just felt like you just felt like you were, I really fell? Jesus looked on your sin and He took it upon Himself and He went to the cross to be an atonement that through His blood we could be forgiven and released from the penalty of the wrong and the transgression of our life. You want to talk about love this morning? You do not need to carry your transgression anymore. You do not need this morning to carry the guilt of sin. You do not need to carry the guilt or the condemnation or the failures of your life, the pain that maybe you have caused someone else. You don't have to carry that anymore. That's why Jesus died. That while we were yet sinners, He loved us. Why does John 3:16, for God so what? He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to do what? To condemn Him. Who here has felt condemnation? Who here has heard the enemy trying to bring guilt and condemnation on you because of wrong that you have done? There's no way out. And you know you should have done that. You knew better. And look what you've done. That's the enemy this morning. Jesus did not come to condemn the world, folks. Jesus came to set us free from condemnation. He came to release us from the power of the guilt of the world and of sin. He took it upon Himself. That is true love this morning. So wherever you are and whatever is going on in your life, young people, whatever disappointments that you are experiencing in life, there is a Savior that wants to walk with you. He wants to hold your hand. He's not forsaking you this morning. And it's because of love. We're so undeserving of it. But God's agape love doesn't have anything to do with whether we deserve it or not. It was unconditional. And just to repeat myself intentionally, if you are struggling and you feel alone and you feel like you are misunderstood, there is a God. There is a Savior that is saying, I love you. And it's because of love that I sent my Son Jesus. And it's because of love that I want to walk through your darkness with you. It is because of love that when you go through the river, I'll go with you to be sure that you don't drown in the flood. When you go over those, go through the fire, I'm going to be there with you. I want to be that fourth man to go with you in the fire. And you say, well, Lord, why do I even have to go through the fire? And I don't always understand, but I have to trust that God knows best. But if you're in the fire, the Lord hasn't sent you in there by yourself. He's there to bring you through the fire with victory. God gave. That's the essence of agape love. He so loved, for God so loved the world that He gave. It wasn't just He said. He actively demonstrated His love in giving the one that was the most precious to Him. And so Jesus came to die. And it is that love, that unmerited gift, that enabled the prodigal son's father. When the young man said, "Father, give me of my goods," and he went and he sowed his wild oats, didn't he? He left the father's house where there was love and it, where there was goodness. There was food to eat and there was a bed. There was safety and security. And yet that young man got in his mind, "I'd rather leave all of that and go out." And he went out and you know the story. He went out in sin and he lost his friends pretty quickly, didn't he? Because he lost his money. And those that really cared about him were there at home waiting. Ended up in the pig pen, and to get to the point there, he came to himself. He wasn't in a good mental state. He'd been listening to the enemy. But he came to himself and he remembered a father's love. He remembered, you know, my father's back at home with everything that I left. He really did love me. He loved me. And he said, "I'm going to go back and I'm just going to tell him, 'Father, if you'll just let me be a servant. I don't need to have son status anymore. But just let me go back and if I can just be like a hired servant.'" In that beautiful story, that young man in his dirtiness and in his filth and in his unworthiness, he started back home, and it said when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him coming. I can just see his father looking down the road. "Where's my son? I want him to come back and receive of what I had to give to him." And he went and he didn't hold him at arm's length. Oh, saints and sinners, this morning the Lord is not holding us at arm's length. He is there willing to embrace. He's there willing to, can you get me a Kleenex, please? He's willing to embrace your pain. He's willing to embrace your filth. He's willing to embrace the things that you're going through. And He's there then to help you grow. He's there to help clean you up. He's there to show you the way. He's there to kill the fatted calf. He said, "My son was dead, but he's alive. He was lost and he's been found." Isn't that beautiful this morning? That is the love of the Father. And so it is the enemy that would like to come in, even among God's people, and try to cause people to forget that real heart knowledge that I'm loved. You are loved this morning, and it is for this that reason we can say, if God be for us, who can be against us? There will be trouble. And there will be valleys, and there will be difficulties, and there will be struggles. There will be disappointments in life, but there is a God this morning that loves you very much. He wants to walk with you this morning. And if you are in a place that feels like you cannot go any further, you remember the poem Footprints? It was God that didn't forsake. God didn't forsake the one in the difficult time. It was God that went when they couldn't walk anymore. He picked them up and He carried them in their weakness. This morning, my words, I'll just say, are very inadequate because these are words. But God is love. And God wants to carry you this morning. He wants to keep you safe. He wants to keep you well. He wants to bless you in your struggles. You are not alone this morning. But it is God that is rich in mercy. Ephesians chapter 2. "For His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, He hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. It is this God that is rich in mercy, and it was because of His love. You know that true love this morning is really only experienced when it's returned. Have you ever had someone you just try to show love to, and there's like hitting a brick wall? The Lord has love for us this morning, but it is true that we do have to open up ourselves and accept. But we know and we have believed in the love of God. Love is not just an attribute of God. That is who God is. God is love, and He loves each and every one of you this morning. My prayer is that as we leave and go face the week, and we will have another service this afternoon, but my prayer is that for each one of you, if things are going good right now and everything's just smooth and just go down the list and it's just like everything's a 10, everything's great, go and enjoy the love of God. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength and go. But if you are struggling this morning and you are in a battle and you are facing some hard things and you just don't know how you can make it through the tunnel, you can make it because of love. May the love of God be with each one of you this morning. Amen.